Attendees included the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Midwestern Food Processors, the Hunger Task Force, and the Dairy Business Administration. All came to the table to voice their concerns and hopes for the Farm Bill.
We do not support expanding the acreage from the 39.4 million acre fiasco.
This one grower was upset as all heck, and he said, right now we're farming the program. We're not farming our farms.
Finally, within the food stamp program, we are pushing for increased access to the program.
The Isaac Walton League held the forum, one of six it's holding across the upper Midwest. Brad Redlin is its director of agricultural programs and one of the authors of a 40-page report that analyzed the current farm bill. Redlin says the goal is to collect and focus as many perspectives as possible so that Congress can respond fairly to those affected by the legislation. Redlin says finding consensus among dozens of groups is tough.
The numbers of groups is only going to increase, but we find that that at the same time drives its own demand for seeking common ground amongst these really diverse groups, and I think that's really the value of this, and certainly the value that can be passed on not just to Congress but amongst the groups themselves, to actually sit like this face to face and talk about what our interests are and where the intersections are between us.
Redlin says reforming the bill to eliminate loopholes and enforce better conservation methods and compliance are among the top priorities. On average, Congress renews the Farm Bill every 5 years. While only 2% of Americans farm, more than half of the nation's land is used by the agricultural industry. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.